This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
I am Mark Dolan. It's FUBAR Radio, the UK's largest ad-free online radio station. We will eat the news straight after Block Party.
Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, due to an accident of birth, I'm Mark Dolan, and this is Mark Dolan Eats the News. Yes, indeed, a weekly digest of the big stories trending around the world. Now, let's keep this snappy, guys. I've got a one-hour delivery slot, but with Morrisons, and those things are like gold dust. So, it's been a huge week. David Cameron is feeling the heat. His renegotiations with Europe are going about as well as when I renegotiate with my wife. To leave you in no doubt, that means very badly. Recently, I suggested we lie the milk down in the fridge rather than stand it up to create more space. Vetoed. Big fat no. I bought a holder for all the TV remotes. Now, isn't that a fantastic idea? A dinky little thing, a holder for all the remotes, keep them in one place. Apparently it's ugly and is being sent back. Am I sharing too much? Google is now a more valuable company than Apple. I just Googled it. It's true. It's actually true. Apple boss Tim Cook wanted to go on Twitter to deny this, but his iPhone just ran out of power. Meanwhile, there's continued fury about Google's tax deal with the government, a deal that makes even Gary Barlow's accountant jealous. See that, Jimmy Carr, Gary Barlow, take your pick. Medical research suggests you can tell if a woman is ovulating from her face. Now, I've got to say, I can tell because my wife is ovulating. I get cutlery thrown at me. Jerry Hall has revealed a £2.5 million engagement ring. That's right, £2.5 million, which is obviously fantastic. On the downside, she now has to see Rupert Murdoch's orgasm face. She's got to do heavy petting. She's got to make out with Rupert Murdoch. You can keep your ring. Rihanna's new album has been released and it's a free album. Phil Collins' latest album is also free, but still not selling well. One in five people in high security jails, it turns out, are men who are Muslims, which proves that non-Muslims are the ones we've got to worry about. You're listening to Mark Dolan Eats the News. It's a weekly digest of the week's biggest stories. Now, the tennis match-fixing scandal rumbles on and it raises the possibility that Tim Henman not winning Wimbledon was actually a decision. World Athletics are in crisis as Adidas pull their sponsorship in the light of the doping scandal. It means that, ironically, the World Athletics boss now has three stripes on his head. The Oscars take place this week amid a race storm. It's a little-known fact that ginger people are also underrepresented at the Oscars, but that's widely regarded to be a good thing. It's been revealed that 4 in 10 UK school teachers have been attacked at some point in their teaching career. Now, at FUBAR Radio, we believe this is a disgrace. Of course it is. But a small price to pay for long holidays and all those confiscated iPhones. Now, permission has been given to scientists to begin genetically modifying embryos. That's right, they're going to be allowed to genetically modify embryos. This is a good thing. It means we can make sure Donald Trump never happens again. Mm-hmm. Facebook is 12 years old today, and I must say Facebook has taken over my life. The other day, I received an actual letter through the post and tried to like it. How do I get a smiley face on this thing? How do I retweet a letter? I'll tell you what I really like. Terry Wogan. Yes, indeed. Terry Wogan very sadly passed away this week. He was the greatest entertainment broadcaster of his generation. He had no peers, no rivals. Terry was in a league of his own. An Irish icon who became a British icon. We love you, Terry. Your wit, your intelligence, your interesting hair, your cream roll neck sweaters, everything. And we miss you already. R.I.P. the king of the airwaves. Here's the name of the show.
Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
Definitely remembering Sir Terry Wogan today as we digest the big stories of the week in the company of two very accomplished people. Comedian, entrepreneur, broadcaster, multimedia queen, woman about town, Eleanor Conway. Welcome to Mark Dolan Eats the News.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to eat your news, babes.
Well, you can... my news, if it gets in your mouth at any point, I feel that's a result. And you heard the warm, muscular laugh of the comedian, comedy promoter and producer and Soho icon David Mulholland.
Yeah, good to be here.
Listen, it's great to have both of you here. We've got like lots and lots of stories to get through. Let's just kick off briefly, Eleanor, with Terry Wogan. And that's a story we can't really be hilarious about because this is a passing of a real, genuine, sort of bona fide national treasure. But can I just ask, like, were you a fan? You don't have to be a fan. This is FUBAR Radio. You could say, I didn't like Terry Wogan.
No,
that would be okay.
Well, I think there's been a lot of dissent there recently, and I think it just makes you feel a bit sad because it's people that you grew up with. And
yeah.
So it kind of reminds you of your own mortality.
I think it's a really, really good point, definitely. And let's be honest, David, as a North American man of descent,
yep.
But you do live in this country, probably not hugely aware of Terry Wogan, but as an American, talk show hosts, they are like part of your life. In America, the late night talk show scene, when
absolutely.
David Letterman retired, it was like a state funeral, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he hasn't even passed away. Just him not being on TV is already like a death.
Yeah, he's gone to go smoke cigars. That's it's a shame.
It's not been quite the same without him. Were you aware of Terry Wogan? Did he cross your radar?
Yeah, he did. I've actually been in the UK for 15 years, so yeah, I've been here. I've been here long enough that I go home and I feel like I'm visiting a foreign country that's very familiar.
Do you know what? I think we all feel that when we go to America these days. But interestingly enough, one of Terry Wogan's many great achievements was to have an unprecedented three nights a week. This was in the 90s. So the chat show was called Wogan, started on a Saturday night, and then it was stripped to Monday, Wednesday, Friday, which is like nearly has the scale of the American entertainment system. In America, whether it's Jimmy Kimmel or all of the other guys that are on, that's like five nights a week, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's
a
huge
5 nights a week
culture of late night entertainment on TV.
Yeah. With The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, that was 4 nights a week. But yeah, it's 5 nights a week generally. The thing that the US shows do that the UK shows don't do is that they have a huge staff of writers.
Yeah, that's
and
obviously. I know, and I do as well. There are 14 Vietnamese people outside writing my material for me, which is why some of the references are
But some of it's misspelled.
Yeah, correct. just a bit. And definitely misperformed.
I thought you did a very fantastic smooth job.
Well, you're too kind. I've been rehearsing since midnight of last night.
Oh, bless you.
But listen, here's the thing. I wonder, as somebody that's done lots of broadcasting yourself, Eleanor, in front of the camera, radio and everything else, I do wonder whether there's a paucity of platforms.
Sorry, what does that mean?
Well, I don't even know myself. I might
just
have to Google
it. What are you
doing?
Why are you tripping us up? Why are you trying to put in like really horribly long words? I don't understand.
The boss, Duncan, said, can you make the show a bit more like QI?
Right, what's paucity?
We can't afford Stephen Fry at the moment. So therefore, every day I'll put a weird word in. But basically, I wonder whether we don't have enough chat shows in this country. I'm just wondering whether the next Terry Wogan might never sort of make it, because it seems like you've got Graham Norton.
Yeah.
And then maybe, I think Alan Carr's got a chat show.
The gays have got it all, man. The gays have got it all. They've got to open it up for some women. I think.
So are you suggesting that I change my lifestyle in order
to listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows? Go to FUBARradio.com.